Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, beautiful people. This is Nova Lane, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's constantly calling the shots, dictating your day, and maybe even keeping you from truly living in the moment. You are so not alone. We're all caught in this digital whirlwind, and sometimes it feels like our phones are winning. But guess what? Today we are flipping the script, taking control, and embarking on a journey toward digital liberation. We're diving deep into phone detoxing and begin a friendly guide to reclaiming your time, attention, and sanity. Think of this as your cheat sheet to ditching the screen overwhelm and rediscovering the joys of real life, no apps required. First things first, let's talk about why detoxing is such a game changer. It's not just about spending less time scrolling, though that's a pretty sweet bonus. It's about creating space for things that truly matter. Meaningful connections, creative pursuits, and simply enjoying the present moment without constant notifications pulling you away. Okay, now for the juicy part, 5 actionable tips to kickstart your phone detox journey. Remember, this isn't about going cold turkey unless you're into that. It's about making gradual, sustainable changes that actually stick. Number 1. Set boundaries, babe. With talking designated no phone zones like the dinner table or an hour before bedtime. Imagine those cozy evening conversations with your loved ones without the distraction of a buzzing screen, pure magic. Number 2. Curate your app landscape. Delete those time-suck apps that leave you feeling drained and uninspired. You know, the ones you keep opening even when you swear you're going to quit. Be ruthless, darling. The phone should empower you, not control you. Number 3. Turn off those pesky notifications. Seriously, do your future self a favor and silence the constant pings and buzzes. The world won't end if you don't respond immediately to every email or social media update. Trust me, you can handle it. Number 4. Embrace boredom. I know, it sounds terrifying, but hear me out. Boredom is your brain's invitation to get creative, explore new ideas, and connect with yourself on a deeper level. Let that mind wander, daydream, and just be. You might be surprised by the amazing things that come out of those quiet moments. Number 5. Find alternative activities that bring you joy. Think reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, learning a new skill, or even just having a real-life conversation with someone who doesn't have a screen between them. Rediscover the simple pleasures in life and watch your happiness soar. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a cozy cafe, enjoying a delicious latte, and actually engaging in a meaningful conversation with a friend. You notice the warm sunlight streaming through the window, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee filling the air, and the sound of laughter echoing around you. No phone notifications, no scrolling through endless feeds, just pure presence and connection. Sounds pretty amazing, right? That's the power of phone detoxing. It opens up space for these beautiful moments, allowing you to truly experience life in all its richness and wonder. Remember, you're not obligated to be constantly connected. You have the power to choose how you spend your time and energy. So take control of your digital world, step away from the screen, and rediscover the magic that awaits beyond the blue light. We've covered a lot today, so let's recap those key takeaways. Set boundaries, curate your apps, silence those notifications, embrace boredom, and find alternative activities that bring you joy. These are the tools to help you reclaim your time, attention, and ultimately, your life. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards a more mindful and fulfilling existence. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. Let's create a community of empowered digital citizens together. Until next time, stay connected to what truly matters and remember. Your phone isn't the villain, but it shouldn't be ruling your life. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.